Welcome to Pastor to Pastor, a ministry podcast with Pastor Mike Stone of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Blackshear, Georgia. More information is available at PastorMikeStone.com. And now, here's Pastor Mike.
Welcome back. This is Mike Stone, and I'm so glad you could join us again for this episode of Pastor to Pastor. Just a quick reminder, my regular preaching ministry is on a different podcast called The Emmanuel Pulpit. But here we just share practical information from my heart as a pastor in the local church where I've served nearly 25 years and as a leader in the Southern Baptist Convention. Some of the episodes I publish will address matters specifically related to the SBC. As you may know, I'm an announced candidate for the presidency of our convention, which meets June 15 and 16 in Nashville, Tennessee. And I do want to talk today about the ongoing decline within the Southern Baptist Convention, as revealed in the latest statistics which were released last week by Lifeway. But first, let me remind you that as part of this podcast, I like to share information to help pastors in the daily and weekly challenge of shepherding the local church biblically and faithfully. I really have the bivocational and volunteer pastor in mind, and one of the ways I want to help you in your ministry is by providing some free sermon outlines. With Memorial Day just a few days away, I've chosen to drop a sermon outline from my Memorial Day message last year in the summer of 2020. Now, I don't normally preach what you might call a citizenship sermon on Memorial Day, but I do try to title an expository sermon in a way that connects to that day. And this message I'm sharing from 1 Peter chapter 1 is actually on the doctrine of salvation, and it's simply called Remember to Give Thanks. The outline would work literally any Lord's Day of the year, but I'd be honored if it could help you this coming weekend or any other time. And now, Pastor, some thoughts on the continued decline in our Southern Baptist Convention, and more importantly, I hope you'll listen long enough to hear a specific plan I want to begin sharing today to help address the problem. Last week, Lifeway released the numbers from the 2020 Annual Church Report. And let's get this out of the way right up front. The news from across the Southern Baptist Convention is not good. In nearly every relevant category, our numbers are down. To be sure, the global pandemic brought much difficulty to our ministry efforts in 2020. As a local church pastor, I faced the same challenges you did, the same challenges faced by churches all across the country and literally around the world. No pastor needs to be reminded that 2020 was an unusual and a very challenging year, a year none of us in local church ministry wants to have to go back and relive. But a pandemic from last year cannot be used to explain away multiple consecutive years of steep statistical decline. For example, the cooperative program of the SBC is down by around $65 million over the last 12 to 13 years, and as of today, we're on track to be another 3% down over the receipts from last year. And one of the most troubling numbers in the CP discussion is that 40% of our churches affiliated with the SBC, 4 out of 10 give zero through the cooperative program. And before someone rejects that statistic, financial support is the one area of convention stats in which we have complete accuracy, even if churches don't complete an annual church profile. That is, even if a church does not submit an ACP, I mean, we may not know how many they baptized or what their membership is, but we do know how much money they gave to the convention because, well, we received that money. And from 2007 to 2019, the number of churches giving zero has increased from 25% to 40%. And the actual number is nearly 5,300 additional churches giving zero through the cooperative program. One prominent pastor on Twitter tweeted of the report, and I quote, "There are reasons to be very pleased," end quote. And while admitting there are areas of deep concern, this pastor warned Southern Baptists to, again, I quote, "to not spin them into a narrative we want to be true," end quote. Several others quickly added their amen on social media and expressed how encouraged they were by the report. And my fellow Southern Baptists, when I see another year of decline in membership, baptisms, weekly attendance, giving, and the total number of congregations, there's absolutely no danger on my part, before God, no danger on my part of spinning these numbers into a narrative I want to be true. I deeply, deeply wish these numbers were not true. You see, I'm an optimist. Most visionary leaders are optimistic. But there's no conflict between optimism and realism. It's not fear-mongering, and it's not narrative spinning to express sincere concern when most of our vital statistics are in decline. And reported membership in our churches is down again, this time by over 435,000, down to a total of 14 million members of churches in cooperation with the SBC. And this multi-year ongoing decline cannot be blamed on COVID-19. Baptisms are down again in 2020, and understandably so. They were down in my own beloved congregation, largely due to the situation with the COVID global pandemic. But across the convention, this is also the ninth straight year of decline in baptism. That's not because of COVID-19. Prior to COVID, our baptisms were at their lowest rate since before World War II. That's why earlier today, in a video message to my friends all across the Southern Baptist Convention, a video that's linked in the show notes of today's episode, I announced what will be the theme of my presidency of the convention if elected. I'm calling it Crossover America. The theme verse of this initiative would be Romans 1:16, where Paul so beautifully speaks of being unashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, I'll say a bit more about this plan in today's video, and I plan to share even more specific details next week on this podcast. But let me get a few things out of the way and share some things today as I just introduce this theme to the Southern Baptist Convention. First, my vision is not so much about something the SBC will actually do. I understand the headquarters of the SBC is the local church, and further, the lifeblood of the SBC is the local church. We're no more and no less than a convention of completely independent, voluntarily cooperating local congregations. And the evangelistic fruitfulness of the SBC will never be any more than the sum total of the evangelistic fruitfulness and fervency of the churches in cooperation with the convention. For these practical as well as deeply ecclesiological reasons, Crossover America would be focused on encouraging and resourcing local churches to be on evangelistic mission, impacting their community, state, nation, and the world. Because of that, each church that is willing to participate will adapt this initiative to fit the unique variables of their own congregation, from worship style to weekly schedule to even soteriological differences. Crossover America will be whatever your church decides for it to be. But let me now mention a second item. I'm well aware of the many, many fault lines we have in today's SBC. There are certainly many challenges we face and matters we must address. But I believe a renewed focus on our common love for the harvest of souls will help us to address those other issues along the way. In my own congregation, I know that just putting an event on the calendar will not, by itself, make anything happen. But if we're committed to that event and to all that it represents spiritually, then a goal, a plan, a timeline helps facilitate those other needful things. For example, Crossover America will require strong partnerships among all layers and levels of SBC life. We will need strong churches, strong local associations. We'll need each and every one of our state and regional conventions working in cooperation with our national entities. And right now, if you know anything about the SBC, we have some real strains in some of those relationships. Crossover America is completely in step with Vision 2025, a four-year plan from our Executive Committee for Renewal and Revitalization in the SBC. These efforts will require strong, prayerful, intentional, pastoral leadership to help our convention. Third, let me point out that emphasizing evangelism in no way whatsoever downplays the need for spiritual awakening, brokenness, humility, repentance, personal holiness before God, and many, many other needful things. The best evangelistic program will be powerless and impotent if the hand of our holy God does not choose to move among the churches of our convention. And we certainly must put ourselves in a position to be usable by our God. The current condition in our convention reminds me of an old preacher story. Now, I don't believe it's a true story, but I believe it conveys a very powerful truth nonetheless. The story tells of a young preschooler who got lost in a vast field in the cold of winter. People from the nearby town came out and began frantically searching for the young boy, each one looking in their own different direction. And with that lack of unified process, it was hard to tell what area of the field had already been searched. Finally, late into the night, someone had the idea for all the searchers to join hands and comb through the fields as one big search unit. Working together, they eventually found the child. But as the story goes, it was tragically too late. The child had died from overexposure. And in this story, one of the townspeople rhetorically asked, "Why did we not join hands sooner and search the fields together?" That story could well be the story of today's Southern Baptist Convention. And that's not a false narrative, and it's not fear-mongering. It's just an honest call from a concerned pastor that we come to Nashville for our annual meeting more committed than ever before to join hands carrying the message of the cross over America. Next week on this very podcast, I plan to start unpacking some of the specifics of this plan, and I hope you'll look for that podcast episode and join me then. For now, that'll wrap it up for this episode. But pastors, don't forget, in the show notes, there's a link to a free sermon outline from 1 Peter chapter 1. If you can use that this weekend or any other time, I pray it's a blessing to you and to your ministry. Until then, this is Pastor Mike Stone asking you to subscribe to this podcast, share it with a friend, and make plans to join me each time as we sit down and visit Pastor to Pastor.